from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And a very good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. 86 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Our top local stories this hour on this Wednesday. The elephant fire is still growing, but there is good news coming up. The status on evacuation orders for the blaze burning near Loyalton. Reaction to Governor Lombardo's traffic stop in Las Vegas, where he challenged the cop.
For Joe Lombardo.
I'm aware.
Coming up, what Nevada Democrats are saying, and a new study ranks one freeway in our area amongst the most dangerous in the country. On the way, we'll tell you which one. We're covering this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
Well, good afternoon to you. It is often thought of as the middle of summer, the middle of July, July 15th. 2026. Greg, I opened up a can yesterday, bringing up the fact that you never really own your home. Got some emails on it, and whether you pay cash for your home or whether you got a loan, you pay that person or that bank or that financial institution or whatever, you pay off your mortgage, you will never own your home. Plain and simple, the local government owns your home. You will always owe them. And if you don't pay them, they will take it from you by force if necessary. Some of the conversations I've had over the last couple of weeks with people, and one with my daughter who brought up the fact that you could, in Idaho, she and I, we're checking more into it, but if you bury family members on your property, then the state cannot take the home from you. But I don't think that's real. And I've actually got some news on that and how where Nevada comes down on that. But the sad part of it all is that we have put up with this for as long as anyone listening to me right now has been alive. And that is that letting the government own you and your home and you never really owning it. And we have a form of government here in the state of Nevada and a Republican Party and a Republican governor, unlike Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, and their state government, which has taken a major step toward getting rid of this insanity of never really fully owning your home. Got some details on that in the bill, and it's a constitutional amendment coming up in the state of Florida. But we don't have, unfortunately, the type of Republican that Florida does, and to some extent Texas. But this is hopefully something that will catch on and continue to grow, although I don't think you'll ever see it in any other type of state other than a conservative Republican governor and a conservative Republican government. We have more what I would consider to be a California Republican governor and a California-style Republican government. Even though they're in the minority here, not one of them has ever brought this up. Or the fact that we still, not to get back on that wheel of giving illegals driving privileges or driver's licenses here in the state of Nevada. But we'll get to that. More news. Got some Tahoe news, Carson City news. And I think I know which is the most dangerous intersection here, at least in northern Nevada. Yesterday's 580-50 crash, that diverted traffic in the morning. And then it was still slowing traffic in all directions yesterday afternoon. Excuse me. But we'll get to that and more during the new news. It is 1210. Back to you, Greg.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It is our top local story at 1210. And to the latest now on Firewatch, containment of the elephant fire is growing just across the border in California. It's burning near the spot where the borders meet between Sierra, Plumas, and Lassen counties, right near Loyalton. Right now, it's over 15. 13,000 acres. It is 42% contained. The flames continue to move eastward toward Highway 395, northwest of Cold Springs. The Elephant Fire, of course, burning in some pretty steep terrain with a lot of fuel. But the good news right now is that all evacuation orders are paused. Well, they want it thrown out. Lawyers for a man accused in the murder of Anna Marie Scott filing a motion to dismiss, arguing the crime occurred on tribal land. And both Scott and the suspect, Delshe Astor, are tribal members. So the court there has no standing, at least in Reno, in the case. The judge set a deadline next week for prosecutors to respond. It is a step forward for a data center in line County, but not before a really big crowd in Yerington showing up over the proposed center last night. Most in the crowd were against, and that showed when one neighbor tried to speak in favor of the center.
If you don't think that you're using the bus.
You probably didn't hear him above the laughter. He said, if you don't think you're using data centers, you're wrong. He later clarified.
If we're totally against the data systems and everything else, then why don't we walk the walk and turn off our phones and get off the internet completely.
But another against said this is an issue of liquid.
We are all in opposition because of the water. It's an issue.
The company behind the data center said they take no tax abatements, which they say means the county would net $25 billion in revenue over 25 years. The Lyon County Planning Commission voted 4-3 in favor of the center. Commissioners will now take up the matter at their meeting on August 6th. Justified, the Carson City DA says a sheriff's detective was in the right for opening fire back in August 2024 in a case involving the suspect Juan Herrera Majorado, who was shot twice by a Carson City detective named Jonathan Vasquez during a standoff with deputies at a Coons Lane home after the man had stabbed his wife in the neck. The two children were also in the home at the time of the stabbing. The detective fatally shot the suspect twice after the suspect appeared to reach for a gun. The DA says it was justifiable self-defense. FM News Talk Election Center 2026 in Washoe County voters will answer whether electric vehicle drivers should pay a fee to help set road maintenance and other transportation costs that are normally handled with the RTC fee on the gas you buy here.
So we're hoping that this advisory question really shows them, hey, Washoe County residents are ready to go. We have a mechanism on how we want to implement this. We can help you with this.
Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill is backing yes on the question, which, if passes this November, heads to Carson City to get approval from the legislature to implement the fee. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:13. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
54 citizens have applied to serve on the Douglas County Stormwater Utility Task Force. 10 a.m. tomorrow is when the commissioners meet to discuss the process. The Nevada Department of Wildlife says an equipment malfunction at Paradise Park Pond caused oxygen depletion and the death of hundreds of fish. AT&T says it will be out of the landline business in most states, including Nevada, in just 3 years. And it only involved 32 ballots, 24 from Dayton, 8 from Fernley. But the arrival of mail ballots well after the primary ended doesn't do much to add trust to the process involving the Postal Service. And the defense in the Anna Marie Scott murder case are challenging federal court standing to prosecute Delshe Astor. A jury trial is set to begin August 4th, but a motion claims the crime is alleged to have happened on tribal land, and both the victim and the accused were colony members at the time. A pocket of air quality on the moderate side as warmer but drier air settles in for the rest of the month. Weather and traffic together coming up. FM News Talk time is 12:15.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We're doing pretty darn well on the freeways right now. There is some debris on the road northbound 580 at 431, the Mount Rose Highway, just as you make your entrance to that area. Just be careful around that spot. Otherwise, we are doing just fine. Watch out for construction on the Galena Creek Bridge, though. They won't be done until the 16th. It is 84 degrees in Sparks, Carson City, and Yerington, 73 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's take a look at your weather.
Not much to not like about this weather pattern. It's very typical July weather, and it's going to stay this way pretty much the rest of the month. A little change from day to day, but not much. Low to mid-90s, mostly sunny skies, overnight lows around 60. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Every weekday at 6, start your day with Armstrong and Getty on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. That's brotherswindows.com.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno, Tahoe at 775-825-1005. Or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
Carson Nugget has been named the best comedy showroom in Northern Nevada. The next show is Comedy Conspiracy with Alex Elkin and Ali Breen from Fox News. Come laugh at flat earthers or people that believe we walked on the moon. Ali and Alex make crazy conspiracies hilarious. On Friday, July 24th, join the Celebrity Wine Dinner with Alex and Ali. Dinner includes two free tickets for the show on Saturday, July 25th. Get your tickets now at ccnugget.com.
I'm Blake Candriva, owner of Nevada Retirement Planners. As a Ramsey Trusted Advisor, we help families create retirement plans they can feel confident about. If you're ready to replace uncertainty with a clear path forward, we're here to help. With offices in Reno and Carson City, call 775-674-2222 or visit nvretirementplanners.com to book your complimentary retirement consultation.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Congressman Mark Abaday, the only Nevadan to help pass the Sunshine Protection Act. I'm John Potter for the noon news. That bill would make daylight saving time permanent and would allow states to have it year-round, extending daylight in the evening hours. Nevada Congress members voted 3-1 against it. The three were Democrats in the South, Horsford, Lee, and Titus. Republican Mark Amaday, the one who voted in favor, he said, quote, "I've spoken with countless Nevadans over the years that are in favor of making daylight saving permanent. This bill improves the quality of life for not only Nevadans, but all Americans, providing an additional hour of light at the end of the day." That's unquote. However, skeptics warn that the bill would push winter sunrises past 9 in the morning in some places. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump has long called for ending the twice-a-year clock changes. He's expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. States like Nevada, though, have the option to opt out of the bill before it's signed. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
86 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here. And if you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know.
Number one, the latest on the elephant fire burning near Loyalton. It's now over 15,000 acres and is 42% contained. All evacuation orders on pause. Number two, voting yes on a data center in Urington. The Lyon County Planning Commission advanced the proposed data center last night by a 4-3 vote. The Lyon County Commission now takes up the matter, and they'll do that in August. And number three, the entire portion of I-80 in California from the state line all the way down to the Bay Bridge ranked the 8th most dangerous highway in the U.S. Other news that we're following this hour coming up, we'll talk about the gas prices here in Northern Nevada. FM News Doc Time, it is 12:21 now with more. Let's head right over back to Jerry.
Lake Tahoe's on-demand app-based Lake Link micro transit service has expanded across nearly the entire South Shore of Lake Tahoe. The fare-free service now connects neighborhoods from the Tahoe Keys to Zephyr Cove and automatically coordinates transfers with the Tahoe Transportation District routes. The celebrity golf tournament at Edgewood Tahoe wrapped up its most successful year yet, setting new all-time records for both overall event attendance and television viewership as well. And the historic 133-acre Shakespeare Ranch in Glenbrook, Nevada, has re-entered the real estate market with an asking price of just $125 million, drawing significant regional attention. And the Lake Tahoe Basin seeing a pleasant low 80s temperature, sunny skies. Officials, however, have issued elevated fire weather warnings due to dry conditions and potential thunderstorms heading into the weekend. Should you be concerned about Democrats endorsing Republican governor, I almost said DeSantis, Joe Lombardo, for governor here in the state of Nevada? Go to 991fmtalk.com and you can vote there, yes or no. Right now it's running about, where are my figures, 32% yes should be concerned, and 68% saying no, no concern there. And you can always listen live with the FM app. It's free and feedback is welcome as well. You can tap on the shout out cloud or menu bar and sound off. And, of course, the news is free to you every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 1. It's your live and local noon news hour. Along with traffic and weather, right now it's 12:23 and traffic is next.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
Still looking darn good on the freeways right now. No collisions to slow you down. No debris in the road. There's just a whole bunch of road work, especially over the Galena Creek Bridge. They're doing bridge inspections this week, and they won't finish up until tomorrow afternoon. Be sure to use a little extra caution when you pass by. Give those guys a break. Let me remind you that since 1986, Perlman Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 85 degrees in Reno, 86 in Dayton, 83 in Smith Valley, 72 degrees at Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Nothing but sunshine for today, tomorrow, the weekend, next week. A cloud here and there, but all in all, low 90s during the day. And in the nighttime, we drop down to around 60. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Following the noon news, Guy Benson comes your way at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Get out of the fast food habit. Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Don't cook tonight. Enjoy a delicious, fresh, healthy alternative made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki madness. Just a walk away. Teriyaki madness. Try one or two of their many appetizers to complement your dinner. Search for a teriyaki madness near you.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
The Olympic Flame will be passing through South Lake Tahoe in 2028 on its way to Los Angeles for the Summer Games. Details on when and where be worked out, but the South Tahoe City Council has approved the agreement with the LA 28 Organizing Committee. Nobody follows the Mountain West like Chip Murray of Nevada Sportsnet. He thinks the Wolfpack's going to finish sixth. That's optimistic for a program that's only produced four conference wins since 2022. Murray thinks New Mexico will win the conference title. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
We've got 86 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Whoops, it just jumped up to 88 degrees. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios with the news that you're talking about this hour. And it is our top national story, the Democratic Socialists of America unveiling their new platform.
The DSA calls for defunding the Department of War, reparations, and wealth taxes. They argue capitalism hinders freedom and that our current political system is not true democracy. The DSA is pushing for an expansion of the House, which they argue is a more accurate representation of the population. And they want the Supreme Court to be replaced by a judiciary chosen by and subordinate to Congress. The new platform comes as the DSA hits 120,000 members. The agenda will essentially serve as a rallying call as they try to build on the wins of left-wing candidates in recent primaries.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera. The Nevada average gas price is down by 1 cent. AAA says the price of a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.55. The most expensive gas in Nevada can be found in Mineral County, $5.48. The least expensive in Elko, where it's $3.98. $4.99 right here in Washoe County, and $4.54 in Clark County. And as always, if you can make it out to Fernley right now, the gas is going for $4.15 there as well. Across the state line in California, gas is down a penny.
AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.38. In Los Angeles County, the average price is $5.41. It's 4 cents less in Ventura County. Gas is $5.30 in Orange County, $5.26 in San Bernardino County, and $5.23 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It's rated one of the most dangerous roads in the U.S., and it runs right through our backyard. Interstate 80 from the state line, Nevada, all the way down to San Francisco, is ranked the eighth most dangerous highway in the country by a New Jersey-based injury law firm. Not even in California. They're breaking it all the way across the country in New Jersey. This New Jersey law firm says there were no Nevada roads on their list, but four of them were in California: I-5, I-10, I-15, and of course, I-80. Well, speaking of roads, fallout from Governor Lombardo's encounter during a traffic stop with the Las Vegas Metro Police officer.
Hello. How you doing, sir? Good. Sergeant Pacheco, Metro Police. The reason I'm stopping you is for the...
Lombardo.
I'm aware. For the red light violation back there. Your right turn onto Giles here. So you're good to go, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Yeah, in a statement on Twitter X, the Nevada Democratic Party posts, quote, "Rules for thee, but not for me." Police body cam footage catches Joe Lombardo demanding special treatment after breaking the law. In a statement from the governor's office, quote, 2 months ago, Governor Lombardo and his wife were briefly pulled over on their way to the airport by Metro over a question about whether Governor Lombardo had come to a complete stop while turning. Governor Lombardo spoke with the officer, fully complied with all instructions, and was promptly on his way. He remains grateful for the professionalism of the officer involved and for the service of law enforcement officers across Nevada. FM News Talk time, it is 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News. I'm Tom Graham. The Pentagon announcing Iran has been hit with another round of strikes. It marks the fifth straight day of U.S. attacks after an interim deal to end the conflict was broken.
Most of these strikes have been on the coast of Iran. According to Central Command, the narrative anyway is that the U.S. has been hitting the capabilities of Iran to threaten shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And this follows seven commercial ships that were hit crossing the strait.
Fox's Mike Tobin. More rounds of life-threatening flash flooding impacting Central and South Texas. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Camp Wood, about 130 miles west of San Antonio.
There were 25 people that were rescued. Rivers, creeks, streams were on the rise because of this incredible rain. Yesterday, 10 inches to a foot in some areas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issuing disaster declarations for several counties. America's listening to Fox News.
We have 88 degrees, sunny skies right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in this hour, it's our top local story. And we begin with containment of the elephant fire. It is growing just across the border right now in Loyalton, Northern California, burning right near the spot where Sierra, Plumas, and Lassen counties come together. It's now over 15,000 acres and is 42% contained. The flames continue to move eastward toward the Nevada state line and toward Highway 395 northwest of Cold Springs. The fire burning in steep terrain with a lot of fuels. The good news is all leave now. Evacuation orders have been paused. Well, in the news, consumer advice website Wallet Hub is out this week with its rankings of the best American cities for recreation. A Nevada city is on that list.
Wallet Hub looked at 100 of the largest U.S. cities and considered statistics in 47 metrics, including the number of public beaches, fishing spots and restaurants per capita, the costs associated with enjoying such activities, and the quality of parks and playgrounds. Las Vegas came in first, followed by Orlando, Cincinnati, and Atlanta. Jersey City, New Jersey, ranked last. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Time, 12:32, as we continue right along here on this Wednesday afternoon. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And as we move right along here, word is that 23, if you were a 23andMe customer, you may be wondering whether you're getting a check from the company's massive data breach settlement.
Nearly 7 million 23andMe customers were affected when hackers gained access to personal and genetic information in a 2023 data breach. Now a judge has approved a $46.75 million settlement. Most eligible customers who filed claims could receive around $100, while those with documented losses may qualify for larger payments up to $10,000. The claims deadline has already passed, but payments are still being processed. I'm Monica Nelson.
A warning over AI from economists and AI experts say governments and businesses need to prepare now for the rapid rise.
Researchers from Stanford University's Digital Economy Lab have released an open letter signed by more than 200 economists and AI experts, including 16 Nobel Prize winners. The group says artificial intelligence could become dramatically more powerful over the next decade, creating major economic benefits while also putting some jobs at risk. The researchers are urging policymakers and industry leaders to establish some safeguards and policies that ensure AI works alongside people and benefits society as a whole. I'm Monica Nelson.
A further look at money news and today's Bounce with Brian directly ahead here on the KKFT News at Noon. It's 12:34.
Let's talk real savings. Here's a recent example at Appliance Outlet. They sold a refrigerator that retails for $4,400 for $1,899. Brand new, perfect condition, full warranty. That's their outlet division where they get 40 to 50 brand new pieces a week, often saving you 50% or more, sometimes up to 65%. You never know what's coming in, but you'll always know you're getting a great deal. Appliance Outlet Carson City, nobody beats their price and nobody touches their service.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurch@reno.com.
From day to day, not much change. By the end of the weekend, we'll be a little bit warmer, particularly our overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. A little more humidity, but still dry weather. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic. No major changes through the middle part of the upcoming week. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
Check 561212. A new local data center just got an okay. I'm John Potter for the new news. Lyon County Planning Commissioners voted 4-3 yesterday to move the Monarch Data Center forward. So many residents showed up to the meeting, an overflow room was opened. Most were there to speak against it. The company pushing the data center says it will bring $25 billion in revenue over 25 years, but opponents brought up the drain on infrastructure like power requirements. The data center would call for 1,000 megawatts of power, enough to power hundreds of thousands of homes. It's not a done deal yet. It goes next to the Lyon County Commissioners August 6th. Meanwhile, Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus is demanding answers from the BLM over why they're allowing the development of a data center next to Boulder City, Nevada, on public land without public review. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading following a cooler-than-expected producer price index report and upbeat bank earnings. Shares of BlackRock are rallying 7% after the investment firm posted banner quarterly results and made history as the first investment firm to manage more than $15 trillion in assets. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly higher. Shares of Apple are up over 3% and hitting an all-time high. And shares of Dutch chip equipment maker ASML are up nearly 1% after the company raised its annual sales guidance again and said it would produce more of its machines as the artificial intelligence boom boosts demand. Shares of IBM are falling over 1% after tanking 25% on Tuesday following dismal preliminary financial results. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:38 right here on the new news, right here on KKFT. I'm Greg Neff. Glad you're with us here as we continue right along here. And it's time right now, in lieu of today's Moment with Mike, it's time right now for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian from Keystone Business Brokerage and Keystone Wealth Advisors. Brian Wheeler, of course, joins us in lieu of Mike Bosma, who is off today. So, Brian, you know, it's interesting. Jamie Dimon is the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, and he had some very interesting comments. He said, "I understand why people are anti-rich." He says, "Sometimes there's been companies, there's been corporations, there's been shareholders who have not done a very good job of either explaining or, you know, making sure that the social compact between, you know, the rich and the middle class is protected." You know, have you seen that? I'm just curious.
Well, of course we have, and I think most people who are in that class feel it today, right? Mm-hmm. And we've got, you know, cost of living's up, housing is very expensive in most markets, and it just has created, I think, a bigger disparity between the middle class and the more wealthy, and that seems to be widening as time goes on.
And that, of course, has given rise to the Democratic Socialists. There's about 125,000 members, at least card-carrying members, across the country right now, and they've been racking up some election wins, and they released their party platform. It's quite radical here. We touched on this earlier. It says that they want to eliminate the Electoral College. They want to scrap the Senate, replace the presidency with a prime minister-style executive chosen by Congress. All this, of course, unconstitutional. But the one thing that they want to do, which concerns people who are invested in the stock market, which is about 95% of all Americans, is the wealth tax. They want a universal wealth tax. I want you to explain the dangers of a universal wealth tax, because you're a wealth advisor.
Yeah, you know, I think we see hints of what the wealth tax really does for people, especially when we're seeing some of those taxes rising in certain states. Mm-hmm. You know, and the wealthy are not afraid to just pick up and go to a more friendly state. And until there's some balance across all states where that doesn't happen, I'm not sure we're solving the problem yet.
No, we're not. In fact, New York City has lost how much wealth in the past, 2 months or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it's staggering. I'm not sure what the number is lately, but it's big.
It is true. So what is the answer? I mean, look, there are problems. There are certain problems, and they are certified problems. There's no getting around that. You know, housing, job wages, they've been stagnant. I don't think anybody's disputing that. So how do you make it better? How do you figure that out?
Well, it's kind of a situation we get into even in personal financial planning. There's kind of a cash flow thing. We have two inputs. One is how much I earn. One is how much I spend. And in this particular situation, it's how much things cost, right? And those people who are in that middle class don't have as much control over how much they earn. I mean, they have some, but not completely.
Right.
So I think it's really going to take some action from those at the top who have more control to really try and put some measures in place to lower housing, lower some of those substantial costs, and try and equalize and balance out the opportunities for that middle class to rise a little bit.
Let's talk about the minimum wage for a second. For those who say, you know, raise the minimum wage, that carries its own problem. But for employers who are still paying the minimum wage, I mean, you know, come on and get with the times a little bit more, shall we? I mean, minimum wage, that's not enough for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair call. I mean, minimum wage is there, supposed to be a protection for people. I'm not sure that that's true. I really think that employers should pay a fair wage, give their employees a fair shot, and try and help close the gap where they can. I mean, certainly it's going to pass along some expenses on the other side. It always does. But I think balancing some of those things out is really good for the entire community and the economy all.
And indeed the country, that's important.
Yep.
Let me shift our conversation a little bit to data centers. I'd like to talk a little bit about data centers because they've been in the news. We had quite the row last night in Yerington. We need these things. We need these things to work, and we need them on our own soil. I know a lot of people don't like them, but it's unfortunate. But you know what? We need interstates too, and a lot of people don't like them either. If we're going to compete in the future economy, and I'm talking about America, we need them, don't we?
We do. And, you know, that whole I don't want it in my backyard mentality is always there. So people are fighting against it. But I think, yeah, we need to be able to be open to it, expand to it. That's really going to be one of the things that can help elevate, I think, some of the disparity between that topic we were talking about, right?
Yeah, it's true. In fact, Bitdeer, Mike and I have talked about this. They're opening up a new data mining center, and they're going to pay, they're going to hire 70 people, and those wages are going to be above six figures, just saying.
Yeah,
it's prosperity. Yeah. The Bounce with Brian Wheeler with Keystone CPAs joining us here in studio. As always, Keystone wants to help you, 775-786-4900. Brian, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, 12:43 right here on the news at noon.
I just bet you fellas it's against the law to bury your family members on your property in Reno or in Nevada.
Well, that is a shout-out from Davron, who is responding to the conversation that we started down the path of yesterday, right after the business report with Mike Bosma. And the question was that, why is it that you never fully own anything, that the government seems like they own you, but your property, your business, you never really own it, despite the fact that you may be debt-free? The government is going to continue to tax you not only on your residence, but on your business. And also got an email from Robert who says, I heard someone say that if you had a family member buried on your property, that the state of Nevada could not seize your property for taxes. Who said this? What law? Because Grok search of that says that I either heard it wrong or someone is reporting wrong. You heard it wrong. It was actually what it was, Robert, was pretty much thinking out loud. I'd had a conversation with my daughter in Idaho recently. We were talking about this and the fact that even though you may think you own your home, you still have to pay taxes on it. And many times, if you look at your tax bill, how many of those services do you actually use? For example, Douglas County. A lot of my taxes go to pay for the swim center. I think I've been to that swim center maybe a half a dozen times in 20 plus years. And I do know people that go there somewhat regularly. And when you go and use the swim center, you pay to use it. So if your taxes are paying for the swim center, why are you paying to use the swim center? And on and on and on. And there is a proposal. And by the way, in Nevada, here's also a AI search. You cannot legally establish a backyard or home burial plot if you live in a populated county, meaning you cannot use a home burial to claim property tax exemptions in major residential areas. Under Nevada law, home burials are strictly restricted by population caps, local ordinances, and precise legal definition. So once again, mother may I. You ask the government for permission to do just about everything, including drive your car or fish or hunt, and you pay for those services throughout your entire life. And then when you die, they will tell your family how you can be, for lack of a better term, disposed of. And obviously, cremation is one option. It was just something that came up in conversation, something to do that may be peculiar to Idaho, but I doubt if that's the case in Idaho. Thanks to Ron DeSantis, he's a Republican governor from Florida. You know that already. But the elected Republicans in Florida, the Senate in particular, and Ron DeSantis, they should... Nevada should look at Florida as an example of what can be done. The best Nevada has done over the years is a property tax cap, not a freeze, not a reduction, a cap in the increase of your property taxes every year. Pathetic. Weak. Look to Florida and see what they're doing. They're actually passing a constitutional amendment, the Florida Senate last month passed a $250,000 property tax cut for Florida homeowners, a proposed constitutional amendment. It creates a $250,000 homestead exemption. It is one step towards eliminating property taxes for Florida homeowners, and it is gradual, and it does not eliminate funding for schools, fire, bridges, infrastructure, improvement, on and on and on. You should look up the bill and do some homework on it. And I say you, you, and maybe we could talk to some of these people that we elect here in Nevada as Democrats or Republicans, because tell me one Republican or one Democrat that has ever proposed anything along the lines of what Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida state government is doing. DeSantis said that having to continually pay the government for the right to live on your own property flies in the face of the American dream. Freedom 250, right? It is 12:48. This is the new news, and I think, I've got a idea for a new noon news poll, and we'll get to that just before the top of the hour. And don't forget, you can always stream us live at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. It's 1249.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Could a backyard grave be considered an auxiliary dwelling? We have some debris on the road in just outside of Sparks right now. It is on eastbound Interstate 80 just before you get to Patrick. Don't know what it is, but there's a whole lot of it all over the freeway. Fortunately, we have no collisions to tell you about, and we're moving along at the limit, even in the construction zones. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 greenbacks at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 85 degrees in Sparks, 84 in Minden, 83 in Wellington, 73 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's your forecast.
Not much to not like about this weather pattern. It's very typical July weather, and it's going to stay this way pretty much the rest of the month. A little change from day to day, but not much. Low to mid-90s. Mostly sunny skies, overnight lows around 60. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Every weekday at 6, start your day with Armstrong and Getty on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
89 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is the hottest time of the year, and a health expert is raising awareness about dehydration in seniors. The doctor with the Cleveland Clinic says seniors have less water in their body because the amount goes down as you get older, so seniors cannot afford to lose as much as the rest of us.
Don't overdo it. You know, the work is always going to be there. You don't want to be in a situation where you suffer heat stroke. You get dehydrated and you end up in the hospital, because for people who are older, that can end up with a lot of different complications.
Dr. Ronan Factura says some older adults may take certain medications that can make it harder for their body to regulate temperature and recognize thirst, I should say. He emphasizes that seniors should drink lots of water throughout the day, take breaks from the heat, and stats show dehydration is one of the top causes for hospital admission for older adults. Are you planning on eating a Taco Bell? You might notice some ingredients from your favorite food items there missing.
While the FDA is tracing the parasite back to multiple produce items and locations, the Washington Post reports federal and state officials are also investigating Taco Bell, the fast food chain voluntarily removing a number of ingredients at select restaurants.
Reporter Ann Thompson says that some locations of Taco Bell might not serve lettuce, cilantro, onions, pico de gallo, or guacamole because of a national recall. FM News Talk Time, 12:54.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Experience factory-inspired Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth motocross bikes. With a proven 84cc engine, the KX85 offers young racers confidence to hone their skills. For riders looking to size up, the KX112 features a 112cc engine, increased rear-wheel travel, and larger riding triangle. Designed for victory, both motorcycles offer young racers greater control and confidence to push even harder. Green got tougher on the Kawasaki KX85 and KX112 youth bikes.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
FM Top Weather.
From day to day, not much change. By the end of the weekend, we'll be a little bit warmer, particularly our overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. A little more humidity, but still dry weather. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic. No major changes through the middle part of the upcoming week. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
I'm Greg Neff. Law enforcement in southern Arizona sounding the alarm on a scam regarding the search for Nancy Guthrie.
The Pima County Sheriff's Department says they are aware of posts that are circulating about the investigation that include a QR code requesting money. Anyone who comes across these posts is urged to ignore them and report them. PCSD says it will never ask for money related to any investigation. Guthrie has been missing since early February. No arrests have been made. In Phoenix, I'm Mark Mayfield.
It's 12:58. Now back to Jerry.
All right, Greg. And as you probably heard, the House passed the Sunshine Protection Act. The vote, 308 yes and 117 nay. And so that now goes on to the Senate. It would mandate daylight saving time all year long unless a state opted out, which they have the option to do. And some of the people, especially on the East Coast, I can tell you in Maine in particular in the winter, some children would go to school in the dark, and the idea of extra sun in the evening is not welcome to everyone. So that's our new Keystone CPA's new news poll. Do you favor the Sunshine Protection Act? Do you want daylight savings time year-round? Stop springing forward, falling back with clocks twice a year? Vote at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. We'll see you tomorrow for Thursday on the Noon News.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.